In the day's other headlines, police in New York City have arrested several pro-Palestinian protesters who had set up an encampment at Columbia University. This comes a day after the school's president addressed a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. Manoush Shafiq said students participating in the protest would be suspended. That included the daughter of U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Police made several arrests and removed the tents put up by protesters. They did not say what charges the protesters would face. President Biden picked up endorsements from members of the famed Kennedy family today. It was a rebuke against Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent. Members of the prominent Democratic family appeared with the president at a campaign event in Philadelphia. Kerry Kennedy, who is the daughter of the late RFK, said President Biden shares many of the same values as her father.
Daddy stood for equal justice, for human rights, and freedom from want and fear, just as President Biden does today. Donald Trump mocks these values just as he mocks our system of laws.
Kennedy did not mention her brother, RFK Jr., by name, but she did allude to him, saying, quote, "There are only two candidates with any chance of winning the presidency." There were dramatic scenes on Capitol Hill today as House Speaker Mike Johnson scrambles to get the votes for his proposed foreign aid bills. Johnson has doubled down on separate funding measures for Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Hardliners within his own party are angry over further aid to Ukraine, and there have been growing calls for Johnson's removal. Votes on the bills are expected this Saturday. In Germany, authorities have arrested two German-Russian nationals for allegedly spying on behalf of Russia. One allegedly agreed to carry out attacks on U.S. military facilities in a bid to undermine support for Ukraine. A court ordered they remain in custody while prosecutors seek indictments. Germany's top official vowed to stand with Ukraine.
Since Russia's murderous war of aggression against Ukraine, our security authorities have ramped up all protective measures against this threat from the Russian regime. We will continue to provide Ukraine with massive support and will not be intimidated.
Germany is one of the biggest suppliers of weapons to Ukraine, second only to the U.S. Back in this country, Maine's state legislature has approved sweeping new gun reforms. They come nearly 6 months after the state's deadliest mass shooting, where 18 people were murdered in Lewiston. The legislation mandates background checks for private gun sales, requires waiting periods for gun purchases. It also criminalizes the sale of guns to people who are barred from having them. The mass outage of 911 emergency services across several states last night has been blamed on a light pole being installed. The company that provides the service said a fiber line had been cut. Emergency lines were down in South Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, and Texas, though the outage in Texas was unrelated to the cut fiber line. All call centers were up and running again within a few hours. On Wall Street, a lackluster day of trading with markets ending mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 22 points to close at 37,775. The Nasdaq fell 81 points. The S&P 500 closed lower for a fifth straight day. Reuters photographer Mohamed Salem has won the World Press Photo of the Year. His image shows Gaza resident Ines Abu Mammar cradling the body of her five-year-old niece, Sally. The young girl was killed alongside her mother and sister when an Israeli missile struck their home last October. Salem won the same award more than a decade ago. And legendary guitarist and singer Dickie Betts has died. Betts, there on the left, was a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band. He wrote some of their biggest hits and helped pioneer the Southern rock sound. Here he is in 1981 performing his best-known song, Ramblin' Man. Betts died at his home in Florida after battling cancer. He was 80 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new report looks at the high turnover of election officials. Philanthropist Melinda French Gates discusses increasing economic empowerment for women across the globe. After the end of Ethiopia's brutal civil war, famine, starvation, and an uneasy peace. And why more employers are exploring a four-day work week.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.